Good evening, and welcome to another exciting session in Ever Increasing Word Training Center. This class, once again, is Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. I thank God for Apostle Jonathan David, but I thank God even more for Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. All of our lives are the better because of divine connection. In this life, if you're going to go further, you must connect to somebody who can take you there. Are you listening? Romans 1:11, Paul say, "For I long to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, to the end that you might be established." Are you listening? We're dealing under apostolic government so we can be apostolic believers. And if you understand anything about the seed, we're supposed to come out like the seed. So if you have any doubt about where your life is headed, look no farther than Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. But you have to want it. You have to desire it. You also must give attention to it. Tonight's session, we're going to cover chapter 2 in the book, which is the three categories of gifts. I want to rehearse the meaning of the term, the prophetic flow, before we get into chapter number 2. The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions and realms of the Spirit. In order for us to tap into the supernatural dimensions and realms of the Spirit, we must be properly trained. Notice that term, by apostolic fathers. It is learning, the prophetic flow is learning how to hear accurately the voice of the Holy Spirit. And it is learning how to properly respond to the voice of God. Now, I want y'all to understand that hearing is seeing in the realm of the Spirit. You can't follow what you're not hearing. And the Holy Spirit speaks, gives us instructions, gives us directions. Are you listening? Now, chapter number 2, the three categories of gifts. The first category are the vocal gifts or what we call mouth gifts or speaking gifts.
There are three vocal gifts.
Diverse kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and the gift of what? Prophecy. On last week, we shared with you now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Okay, we're talking about the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Prophecy is the simplest of all of them. The scriptures teach us, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you what? Prophesy. Why? Because greater is he that prophesied than he that speak with tongues. You see, in the church that I grew up in and where the church is today, we have magnified speaking in tongues without going any further. I mean, once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, but there's deeper depths. There are higher heights and greater widths and longer lengths. Are you listening? Yes, the scriptures teach us the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. There is a term called praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. You listening? In order to go deeper in the Spirit, in order to develop deeper in the Spirit, we must pray in the Spirit. You listening? Paul said, "I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also." You listening? It's okay to pray with your understanding, but there comes a time when your understanding can't get you where you got to go. So God gives us a supernatural language called praying in the spirit. You listening? And as we pray in the spirit, we develop more in the realm of the spirit. All right. So prophecy, you know, as soon as you feel with the Holy Ghost, you ought to prophesy. Are you listening? Y'all heard what I said? As soon as you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you should what? Prophesy. You listening? Because prophesying is a manifestation of the Spirit. You listening? And then that's the dying. But then listed in those nine manifestations of the Spirit are divers kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues. That's two nickels. Two nickels is equal to a dime. So divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues can be equivalent to what? The gift, the simple gift of what? Prophecy. Are you listening? Go ahead, daughter.
Vocal gifts are tools of inspiration.
Vocal gifts are tools of what? Inspiration. Now that's a very potent statement there. Because inspiration in the scripture means God breathe. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's God breathe. And it is profitable. You listening? What is it profitable for? It's profitable for correction. It's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction and instruction. That the man and the woman of God may be what? Fully equipped, thoroughly furnished for all good works. Now, doctrine is what? The established order of God. What is doctrine? That's the do of God, his established order. God doesn't deviate from what he's ordered. Then we have reproof, right? What is reproof? The dismantling of what? Erroneous teaching and thinking, right? Then we have correction, which is what? The assimilation of truth in our what? Thought process. If you notice, all of these things is dealing with what? The mind, the soul, your will, your emotion. Then finally, we have what? Instruction, which is what? The systematic application of God's word into our daily lives. Okay? Okay. So the vocal gifts are gifts of what? Inspiration. They are God breathed. They will change the atmosphere that you're sitting in. When God show up, see, prophecy is a powerful tool. It will change the atmosphere. Harmonious, conditions agreeable, and the best of. Go ahead, daughter.
They stir up and inspire people.
They stir up and they inspire people.
They enliven the worship.
They enliven the worship.
And they release the atmosphere.
And these vocal gifts release the atmosphere. And they inspire new strength
into the believer's spirit.
That's why when you're prophesying, you're ministering to the spirit to mind of a man and a woman. You listening? You're going to their inner chamber. You listening?
Yes, sir.
To bring up things that will lift them up, edify them, build them up. You listening? Comfort them, exhort them. Go ahead.
Nehemiah 8 and 10.
Then he said unto them,
go your way.
Eat the fat.
And drink the sweet.
And send portions unto them.
For whom nothing is prepared.
For this day is holy unto our Lord.
Neither be ye sorry.
For the joy of the Lord. Is who? The joy, it's not our joy, it's his joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Go ahead.
The vocal gifts release the consciousness
of God's presence.
God's presence always quickens and renews
their spirits with new life. God is fresh every day. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. A fresh word. Are you listening? God wants to put words in our mouth to lift people up. Go ahead. And God's presence removes spiritual lethargy, you know, an atmosphere that seemed like it can't get to moving.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Number three.
Vocal gifts bring the word of God
to the people of God.
They bring a fresh word for the season, a now word.
And the now word
brings now faith. Did you hear that? Huh? A freshness, a now word. You cannot live off of yesterday's manna. That's why churches get stuck in denominationalism, because we fail to understand that God is greater than denominations. Now, you know, there's a group say we non-denominational. Thank you for your enthusiasm. They all prideful. Well, I don't belong to a denominational church. I'm non-denominational. Well, here's a revelation for you. If denominational churches function with their denomination and non-denominational churches only function with non-denominational churches, then non-denominational have become a denomination. So let's get rid of that false pride. We want to make sure that our hearts are pursuing God more than any train of thought. If it's not in the scripture, it's not for us.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Faith brings a change of spiritual mood.
Now, we're talking about now faith, right?
Yes, sir.
Now faith. A now word
brings
now faith.
And faith brings a change.
And faith always brings a change
of spiritual mood.
Of spiritual mood. And the atmosphere of faith.
And liberty.
Releases God's people.
Faith helps the believer.
Faith, what is faith? Write this down. Get your notepad out. Write down faith, F-A-I-T-H. Write it vertically. Don't write it horizontally. You'll miss what I'm about to tell you. God spoke to me years ago. He says to me, faith is always in the now. What I said?
Faith.
God said, if it is not now, it is not faith. If it is not what?
Now.
Then it is not what?
Faith.
That's why so many Christians always talk of the what? Future and their past. They fail to understand that faith properly executed brings your past and your future into your now.
Yes.
Are you listening? Because the only moments we experience with God is in the now.
Yes.
If we stay focused in the now, you won't get shaken.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So what is faith? Faith, number one, is for the soul. Faith is simple. Faith is following. That's what the F stand for. Apostolic. That's what the A stand for. Instructions. That's what the I stand for. T, through hearing. Doesn't the scriptures teach? Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh. Money cometh and faith cometh. So faith cometh by hearing. And not just natural hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You listening? Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what? By the word, capitalize the word of God. Because we live, according to Galatians 2:20-21, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, yet it is not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then what? Christ is dead in what? Vain. Are you listening? Are you going home? So it's now faith. Remember, always talking about what God is going to do is not faith. If you are talking about what God is going to do, you're saying he never done it. The scriptures teach us that the works of God were completed before the foundation of the world. Are you listening? God's word is already settled, whether you believe it or not. When you believe God's word, it settles it with you. Okay, go ahead, daughter.
Vocal gifts
are channels
to bring in whatever we need to say.
To bring in whatever we need to say.
To those whom we are ministering to.
We become open channels
to speak on God's behalf. That which he desires to speak.
To that person.
He sent forth his word first.
Before he healed them. Now I got to go back and bring this to your attention. If it's not now, it's not faith. You listening? Faith is always. What does that mean? You always speak in the now. You always must speak like it's already done. That's what now faith is. Now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. Things that you hoped for are based upon promises that were already made. So hope is not futuristic. It's past tense. Because hoped in Hebrews 11:1 is based upon a promise that God have already made to you. Are you listening? So if God already made the promise, when God made it, it was fulfilled. Because he's a now God. So you must speak as though it's already done. So if it's not now, write the statement down. If it's not now, it's not faith. And if it is not faith, you have not won. Never forget that. And if you want a real revelation, one is now spelled backwards. You won't get that in Bible books though. So if you want to understand that you've already won the victory, see, if you ask who's winning, that means the game not over, right? But if you say who won, 1 John 5:4 say, and this is the victory. That means you already won. That overcometh the world, even our faith. I see some of y'all won't read your Bible. Go ahead, daughter.
Apart from the word,
there was nothing that was made.
And that word was life.
And that in that word was life.
And the life of that word.
And the life of that word became the light of men. Y'all read the Bible? St. John 1, in the beginning was the word. Notice, in the beginning was the word.
Yeah.
The same the word in Romans 10:17. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Here it goes. In him was, and his life was. So the word in St. John 1:14 became flesh and dwelt among us to teach us how to become. You listening? To teach us how to allow the word in us to become flesh. You listening? Are you listening? That's what this life is all about. Allowing God's word to take root in us. You listening? So we can clothe some flesh onto it. That's talking about manifestation and demonstration. You listening? Go ahead.
When men walk in that light,
darkness will not, cannot, and shall not overcome them. John 6:63 says it is the spirit that what? Quicken it. It is the spirit that make it alive. Jesus said, who?
Jesus.
The chief apostle to the church. Remember, faith is following apostolic instructions through hearing. So hearing the voice of the chief apostle is what's important. So Jesus in St. John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quicken it. Watch this. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So we're going to live the God kind of life. We got to hear what he speaks unto us. Are you listening? You can't hear if you don't take time to put yourself in a position to hear. And I'm not talking about just coming to church, children. I'm not even talking about being a part of the training center. All that's a part of it. You listening? But the most important thing for a sheep is to hear the voice of the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. You listening? Go ahead.
The spirit word,
rhema,
creates life,
energy,
strength,
and force
in our
ministries.
The spirit word releases fresh oil
over the congregation. Now watch this now. The word rhema is different than logos. Logos is that which is written. Rhema is that which is spoken. In Matthew's gospel 4:4, when Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He wasn't talking about the logos. He was talking about the rhema. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's rhema. We live from rhema. Rhema is that which God speaks and quickens unto us. When it is spoken and quickened unto us, it becomes a live word. You listening?
Yes,
it's like Jeremiah described. When I ate the roll, you listening? It was sweet. When it got in my belly, it was bitter. But when I decided I couldn't talk about it, it became fire. Shut up in my bones. Look at y'all. Go ahead.
Mouth gifts.
Set a watch over the mouth of the church. Y'all ready for this? The problem with the church is there's so much division. You know how you know division exists amongst groups of people? You just have to watch how they talk. You listening? 1 Corinthians 1:10. Read it. I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you speak the same thing, so that there be what?
No divisions
among you, and that you be what? That you be perfectly joined together in the what? In the same mind, and it's the same what? All of it begins by what you speak. What comes out of your mouth is what's on your mind. And here's the thing that brings all of us together, God's word. So I really don't care about what you think. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about your facts if they cannot be substantiated by truth. Truth is the only thing that can change facts and opinions. But opinions and facts can't change truth. Y'all ready for this? You never have to forgive the truth. Go ahead.
Speaking the truth in love
brings
healing of relationships.
brings healing of what? Relationship. Many relationships can't heal because lies are spoken. People who really don't like you, lie. Look at y'all. What I said? They do what? They lie. They got to make up something. That's why they can't get what you got. See, you have to love Apostle Thompson. You can have no hatred in your heart. You can't have nothing going on in your mind that he's out to get you and hurt you. I would like to use this for this class. We must be, you listening? Like Pilate was with Jesus. What did he say? I find no fault. You listening? Y'all know why we find faults? Because we look for them. Thank you for your enthusiasm. When you are the man of God, you shouldn't be looking to find no faults. Look at y'all. That's why you can't hear him. The enemy will use the faults you seek after to cut you off. Now you can't receive him. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
When we are sensitive to God.
When we're sensitive to God. And when we speak his words, it will bring God's consciousness over the people that we are ministering to. B, the second category of gifts, the revelation gifts, gifts of knowing, or seeing gifts. There are three revelation gifts. The word of, I'm going to do it in this way, the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge and the discerning of spirits. Now I'm doing that because that's how they are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Go ahead.
Revelation gifts are vehicles of revelation.
Revelation gifts are the vehicles of revelation.
They reveal all that is hidden.
Listen to this now. Revelational gifts reveal all that is hidden. In the past,
present,
and the future.
They reveal the realm of the spirit world.
Revelation gifts reveal the realm of what? The spirit world. The world which we are supposed to be living in. See, churchianity, that's a new word, have taught us, you listening? We are human beings having a what? Spiritual experience. That's the farthest thing from the truth. We are spirit beings sent to manifest a kingdom that's not seen to the natural or human fleshly eyes. Put it another way, the unseen is greater than the seen. That's why Paul said, and you read it, 2 Corinthians 4, get around the 18 verses, say it, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, they are temporal, and they are subject to what? Change. It takes the unseen to change the seen.
Yeah.
Are you listening? That's why we walk by faith. The instructions that God give us, they are not what? Seen. They're not understood. They're not recognized. They cannot be explained. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Then God tell us through the foolishness of preaching, I'm going to save people. And through the foolishness of sowing, I'm going to make them rich.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
They reveal these facts
directly into our spirits. Revelational gifts open our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. Man becomes God conscious when revelation gifts are in manifestation. Revelation gifts bring the mind of God to the people of God. Revelation gifts. You want to know what's on God's mind? He'll reveal it to you by his spirit. Go ahead.
The mind of Christ. God's thoughts
are understood.
They bring hidden things to light.
They bring hidden things to light
so that God himself
can deal with it.
Demonic bondages
will not be able to stay
where revelational gifts are what?
Because revelation gifts, you ready? Go behind the curtain. See, in the church,
because of a lack of spiritual maturity, when God wants to deal with something behind the scenes to cause a person's life to go for the better, we call it negative.
Are you listening?
When Jesus met that woman at the well, said, go call your husband.
She said, I don't have none.
Jesus said, you have.
Well said, you don't have none.
You listening?
You've had five of them, and the one you're with is not.
Hello.
But now watch this. Because that was done in love, the motive was love. It was a revelational gift, what? In operation.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
But instead of the woman running off feeling shame, she ran up going, come see a man who done told me about myself. Yeah.
But in the church, by the time the person get the revelation,
all over the internet,
he done told her off.
The gifts are not to tell you off. You listening? Yes, sir.
They are to reveal things so you can get elevated and promoted to another level in your life.
And when the church comes to maturity, that's what it will see this as.
Amen. Go ahead.
Revelation gifts
bring answers and keys
to overcoming deep-seated problems.
We can see the hidden enemy
behind the needs
and thus destroy
the enemy's influence and power.
Revelation gifts
bring in
whatever we need to know
about those whom we are ministering to.
Revelation knowledge coming through these gifts
can bring in the rhema
that is needed to move into the miraculous.
Revelation knowledge
can bind what the devil has let loose
against us.
Revelation knowledge can loose
what the devil has bound within us.
Revelation knowledge provides protection
and safety
for the people of God.
Because the enemy cannot hide
under the circumstances,
needs,
or lives
of the believers.
Satan's work become exposed
by these revelational gifts being in operation.
Revelation knowledge applied by these gifts
unfolds God's perspectives
about your past experiences
and how that God is working out all things together for your good.
For your self-image
and for the Christ that is in you.
For failures.
God's divine resources and supplies available.
Your future.
God's purposes and plans for your future.
And your needs.
His fatherhood and his faithfulness
are all made known by the revelational gifts.
Revelational gifts working through prophecy.
Ephesians 6:17-18.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praying always
with all prayer and all supplication
in the what?
In the Spirit.
And watching thereunto
with all perseverance
and supplication for all saints.
Ephesians 6:17-18. Ephesians 6, 17 and 18
tells us to take the sword of the Spirit,
which is the rhema word,
the revealed word,
and pray with all prayer.
God gives the revelation knowledge
through these gifts
so that we can speak it forth
as he is speaking it forth
in the heavens.
We can prophesy it.
We can pray it.
And we can confess it.
Vocal gifts
help release
the power of the revealed word
in revelation gifts.
The third category of gifts are the power gifts.
Gifts of demonstration
are doing gifts.
There are three power gifts.
The gifts of healings,
the working of miracles,
and the gift of faith or special faith.
Power gifts are avenues of demonstration.
Power gifts are God's avenues of demonstration.
They reveal the power of God to heal the sick.
They reveal God's power to create.
They reveal God's sovereignty,
his supremacy.
They reveal the overcoming power of God.
They reveal to us the overcoming power of God.
They reveal that God can overrule.
They reveal that God can overrule
in all the areas
where the devil is presently ruling.
And they create and they release
a consciousness of God's what?
Sovereignty.
Satan ain't bigger than God.
And God doesn't use his sovereignty to advance Satan's kingdom.
Are you listening?
I'll say it again. God does not use his sovereignty to advance Satan's kingdom.
Don't ever get the two mixed up.
So that's why you shouldn't be talking about death come from God. That's ignorant.
Go ahead.
They create and they release a consciousness
of God's sovereignty
over the works of sin,
man
and the devil.
Power gifts reveal the works of God
to the people of God.
1 John 3:8.
He that committed sin is of
the devil.
For the devil sinned
from the beginning.
For this purpose was
we,
the Son of God, made manifest that we might destroy
the works of the devil.
That word destroy there means to make inoperative
the works of the devil in people's lives.
See, we have authority.
See, it's one thing to say I love you,
but love ain't gonna heal me.
See, God loved me.
You listening?
But then he have the power to do something about it.
Y'all catching it? The difference?
Huh?
The power gifts do something.
The power gifts make it happen.
The power gifts are Nike.
Just do it.
Go ahead.
Power gifts reveal the works of God to the people of God.
The works of God
empowers us as believers
to fulfill the purposes of God
in our lives.
God outworks his plans and his purposes.
And God causes all things that are contrary
to his desire
to yield
until it is conformed
to the will of God.
The power gifts
allow the workings of God
in the believers
to be clearly seen.
And the works of God
will reveal God's manifested presence.
And the power gifts
will ultimately reveal
the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we must understand these categories of gifts.
You listening?
The revelational gifts and the power gifts work through the prophecy gift.
That's why Jesus healed with speaking. You listening? He cast out devils with his word. You listening? So, see you next session.